Thanks for joining me on episode 449 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
Hey there, I'm Cassidy Cash, the host of That Shakespeare Life. If you'd like to impact the world one day like Shakespeare, one way to do that is listening to this. It's Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Maher.
Begin to dig behind those things and look for the common factors. Think again about the character of Chaz. She thought she was a violinist. She thought she played violin. And she did. But the real gifting was about the emotional connection that she had with other people. How the playing of the violin made them feel.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about developing your influence through stewarding your talent, I talk with you about the digging behind your gift to find the real gifts you have. Why we often focus on what we do as if that's our gift, and why our real gift is often about more than what you do, and it's really about why you do it.
You've heard me talk about developing your talent. And one of the best ways to do that is through books. But if you're like most people today, it's hard to find the time to read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can pick one and listen your way to developing your talents via Audible. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast.
One thing that happens to people when you're thinking about your gifting, and Mike and I talked about this a lot over the last couple of weeks, is we focus so much on the results, and we focus so much on the actions that we do. You know, oftentimes people think of their gifting and they immediately think of a career or a job. Think about the Chaz character that Mike's been talking about, who thought of themselves as a world-class violinist, somebody who played the violin well. Their gifting was in the playing of the violin. And maybe you think about your gifting as the role that you do. You know, I'm a teacher. I'm a coach. I'm a corporate leader. I'm a father. I'm a mother. The gifting that you have so often gets tied up into what you do. And the real truth is you've got to dig deeper than that. Your gifting is always bigger than just what you do. Your gifting is always more than your career. Your gifting is always about bigger things. And you've got to dig to begin to find that. Because the truth is, we often look at our gifting in a superficial way. You know, as kids, we often dream big. We think about all of the things that we want to do and all of the things that we want to be and all of the people that we want to help. We sometimes do get focused on the results and think about, you know, I want to be rich, I want to be successful, I want to have a big car, whatever. But the truth is, we also dream often as kids about things that seem just impossible once you become an adult. And one of the things I want to challenge you on is the fact that oftentimes it's believing in the impossible that begins to make it possible. And the same is true for your gifting. Often we think of ourselves as kids as having these expansive gifts that range wide and cover deep topics. We're artists, we're dancers, we're singers. You ask a young kid if they can do those things, and the answer is almost always yes. But at some point, we begin to drive that out of ourselves as an adult. And one of the things you have to do to really dig behind the superficial on your gift is you've got to begin to dream again. You've got to begin to really listen to what are the bigger things that you do. Stop just focusing on what you do and begin to think about why you do it. What is the emotional connection? Where did it come from in terms of your history and your past? See, the truth is, we really can't connect the dots for our life by looking forward only. We also have to look back. We have to look back at all of the things that we've done and find those common core things where both we felt successful and we felt really engaged and active. And also, other people reacted positively to that, and other people got great benefit from that. Oftentimes, it's in things that we don't even see that our gifting lies. I challenge you to ask some people that are in your life, ask them, what am I good at? What are the things that I do? And tell them, don't just list a bunch of activities and skills. You know, you're really good at this activity, or you're really good at sports, or you're really good at running, or you're really good at whatever. Instead, begin to ask them, why does it serve you? What is it about what I do that makes you feel alive? What is it about I do that makes you feel taken care of and loved? What is it about what I do that makes you feel like the world is a little better place because I'm in it and I've done that one thing? Begin to ask for the bigger connection. What are the emotions that what you do elicits in other people? What are the emotions that what you do elicits in yourself? How do you feel when you get to do that? How do you feel when you don't get to do that? How do you feel when others look at you and say, man, that is, I can't believe you can, I would never be able to do that. It's just amazing that you have that talent. But then begin to dig behind those things and look for the common factors. Think again about the character of Chaz. She thought she was a violinist. She thought she played violin, and she did. But the real gifting was about the emotional connection that she had with other people, how the playing of the violin made them feel. And there's things about what you do that make other people feel things. They make them feel loved. They make them feel challenged. They make them feel pushed. They make them feel like they're able to do something that they weren't able to do before. They feel like they've been heard and served and taken care of. And you're the one that did that, because your gifting wasn't just about what you did for those people, but it was about why you did it. What was your reason? And making sure that you're focusing here on reasons that are not just about results. You know, when I coach people, I don't feel good about it because they pay me. Yes, I need to charge them. I need to be able to eat. I need to be able to provide for my family and do those things. And there's a fair exchange of value. So there should be money exchange. I feel good about the coaching because of seeing the light go on in someone's eyes and the fact that suddenly they have hope that they can do something and be something that they weren't feeling that hope for before we began working together. It's not even about the results that they have. It's not even about the change that happens in their life. It's about the fact that they begin to dream again and have hope again. And the light comes back on in the eyes, and they realize that that light at the end of the tunnel isn't an oncoming train. That's why I love coaching. And guess what? That's why I loved teaching too, because my underlying gift isn't about being a coach or being a teacher. It's about being able to make an emotional connection with people in a way that helps them achieve the things that they didn't think they were able to do. I did that when I was a teacher. I did that when I was a little kid. I do that as an adult now. I did it as a coach. I did it when I was in corporate leadership. Throughout my life, when I look back, the dots that connect are always about having that ability and the desire to work with others in a way that gave them hope when they didn't have hope before. So what's your gifting? Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of talent, you can go over to inspiredstewardship.com/talent and sign up for our 5-week series on the stewardship of talent. Or if you're in the U.S., you can text 44222 talent tips. That's talent tips to 44222 and get those tips. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.